it's time for everybody's favorite show, The Heather Nursery. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
And a good Thursday morning, everyone. Paul Ramo here in the studio. And Dwayne, we have the grounds wet a little bit around here.
Isn't that awesome? That's good, good. I hope it keeps coming.
Yeah, probably maybe this afternoon around here, but a lot out in South Dakota. It's actually a pretty big system, it looks like, on the radar.
Well, we can use it. I've heard anywhere from around our area from 2/10 to 7/10.
Okay. How'd you do in Dawson over there?
We were just comparing notes, me and you, and we must be living better over in Dawson, because some people have come in and said 6/10 and up to 7/10. Terry Overlander is saying 4/10.
Okay.
Terry's got a good gauge over there.
Maynard's in the studio too, said.
That he has a good gauge?
Yeah.
Terry's got kind of a professional rain gauge, not just one of these $1.99 ones, so he's probably right.
Is that like good grass seed?
What's that?
Is that like good grass seed?
Something like that.
All right. Well, Dwayne, we got another garden show here. As always, we're going to open up our phone lines. If you have a garden or lawn question for Dwayne, give us a call here. What's that? Give us a call here at 320-598-7301. That's 598-7301 for any lawn or garden question. Dwayne, what's our plant of the week?
You know, plant of the week, and I've never had this as plant of the week in the last 35 years, are marigolds.
Marigolds.
Yeah, I think they kind of get a bad rap, you know.
Why is that?
Oh, I don't know. It's a cheaper flower, and it's an old flower, and, you know, everybody likes newer things. But marigolds are pretty, and they bloom, and they're easy to grow. And they're in the oranges and yellows and whites and multicolors and different sizes. There's different kinds. There's French marigolds and African marigolds, which are taller ones. They bloom from spring to fall. So it's a nice plant.
They just bloom one time or what?
Oh, they'll bloom, and your flowers, you know, do dry up or whatever. If you deadhead them or cut that off or pinch it off, it will bloom again.
Okay.
So. And there's different colors, and you saw the picture I sent you. They're sure looking pretty right now.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, marigolds.
Marigolds, and it's a good companion plant. That means it does well with other flowers, but it also serves as deters insects and wipes good to, and nematodes, and it actually, in the flower, it produces pyrethrins and limonene, which is a natural insecticide, not a bad idea. It serves, you know, it's pretty, and it serves a purpose.
Yep, they are pretty, especially when you get a whole bunch of them together.
Deters rabbits.
Yeah, the picture you sent me now, it's kind of color coordinated. You plant it that way, right?
You can do whatever you want. I mean, this, you can mix everything up. That's an actual picture from our greenhouse.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's, you know, we have, you know, different colors and then different heights. Like the French ones are the main ones that you see around, but we also grow some African marigolds, and they're taller.
Okay.
But again, they serve many purposes.
All right. Well, before we get into the horticultural concern, once again, our phone lines are open at 320-598-7301, or you can email us at klqpfm@farmerstel.net for any garden or lawn question. I know a lot of people have garden questions, Dwayne. Everybody's working in their garden.
Well, especially they're going to now. Our concern was, can I plant? And that's been a kind of concern over the last couple weeks. Before it was, is it going to freeze? And then it was, is it too hot? And then, is it going to rain? Supposed to cool off, so it's not 90 to 100 degrees, because that was burning the plants up. And it's past May 15th, so that's supposed to be our signal for the last frost date. And we've gotten a little rain. It's supposed to rain more, so go for it.
All right. What's the last frost date usually?
May 15th.
May 15th, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's pretty safe to plant after that.
Well, you know, I usually don't answer that question because then people come back and say, well, you said so. Well, I'm not God, and I don't know that. But
that's right.
Usually May 15th, you know, taxes day is we get the okay. So
okay.
Now we know how much money we have left, so we can go spend it on flowers.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, you ready to dive into the questions?
Let's go for it.
This is an email question we got. Actually, this is a question we got last week. We didn't have time for it, but we're going to ask it now. Dwayne, this person wants to know, how can I kill grass under evergreens without hurting the tree?
Grass is a monocot, and you can have a spray that's called Grass Be Gone or Post, and you can spray that under the tree because evergreens aren't monocots. And you can spray that, and it'll just kills grasses. So get Post, or we sell a product called Grass Be Gone, and that'll kill the grasses under wherever.
And it won't hurt the tree?
Won't hurt the tree.
Okay. Boy, my evergreens, there is no grass under the evergreens. Just like pine needles.
Well, you see, pine needles are acetic, okay? And evergreens like acetic soil. We're on Grassland USA, and grass likes alkaline. Usually you don't see a lot of grass under the evergreen.
Okay.
Because they'd like different types of soils.
Right, right. All right, another email question. Email questions are coming in today. This person says, I picked up a Sun Sugar cherry tomato plant.
The best tomato there is.
What's that?
The best tomato there is.
Sun Sugar cherry tomato.
Well, yep.
Okay. Well, she picked up this plant. And she wants to know, what size of pot do I plant it in? And I plan to grow it on the deck where it will get full.
Sun Sugar tomato plant will get big, okay? So the bigger the pot within reason, the bigger that tomato will get and more tomatoes you get. Don't put it in a little 4-inch pot or even a 6-inch pot. I'd say you should be at least like a 12-inch plus size pot. That means the diameter of the pot. So 12 by 12 or 16 by 16, because the bigger the pot. I always plant one in a big metal pot back here, and it's about 18 inches across and 2 feet deep. And last year, that Sun Sugar tomato got 8 feet tall.
Wow.
So it's a big plant. You'll get hundreds of cherry tomatoes that are better than candy.
And, okay.
Everybody should do that.
Yeah, my brother-in-law who lives next to me just planted our tomatoes yesterday, I think, or the day before. And looks like we love those tomatoes. How many tomatoes do you get a plant on average, Dwayne? Do you know?
Really depends on what kind of plant. I mean, cherry tomatoes, you'll get thousands. And, you know, on a slicing type one, I mean, high end is 100. But there's a new tomato out. It's called La Roma 3, and there's even a newer one out, La Roma 4. Which is a paste tomato, which you make sauce out of. And La Roma 4, 3 and 4 says it's absolutely, you can't even see the leaves, it's so covered with tomatoes. And they're really thick and big for a paste tomato.
Hmm.
But try La Roma 3 or 4 for something new this year.
All right. So to answer that question, the bigger the pot?
Bigger the pot, the easier it's going to be to take care of it, and the bigger that plant will get.
Okay.
I mean, you don't want to put a 10-foot pot down there. But, you know, something over a foot in diameter.
Right. Another question. This one called in. How many ounces of Trimac for a 2-gallon sprayer?
Okay, there's different there's different concentrations, different strengths of Trimac, okay? If you get a Trimac from a garden store or a big Home Depot type, you know, box store, it's different concentrations than you go and buy farm chemicals, okay? If you get a concentration from a garden center, it's going to be 2 ounces per gallon of water. So that means 4 ounces per gallon of water, okay? For 2 gallons of water.
Okay.
If you've got a farm chemical, you know, Trimac, it's probably half of that, 1 ounce per gallon of water.
Okay.
So read the label.
Read the label. Always follow directions, right?
I had a friend who came down and asked me all. He's not my friend anymore. No, he's not. asked all these thousand questions on how to spray his lawn, and I told him all that. And 2 weeks later, he came back. He says, Dwayne, I need your help. I said, what? He says, well, I sprayed my lawn. I said, well, that's good. He goes, no, that's not good. And he said, I went down and bought the chemical from somebody else. He went down to a seed store and had somebody that didn't know a lot about chemicals, and he bought, it said weed killer on it, and it was glyphosate. Glyphosate is Roundup.
Oh.
He put Roundup in his sprayer to go kill his dandelions.
Oh, well, ouch.
He had a big lot in town. He killed his whole lawn. He's going to help the whole neighborhood and spray their lawn?
No.
The whole neighborhood. You can see exactly where he went. Read the label.
All right. Read the label.
Read the label. Come and have Dwayne decipher it for you.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, I've never done that before.
He hired us to go and seed the whole neighborhood.
Okay.
Oofda.
So the answer to how many ounces of Trimac for a 2-gallon sprayer?
4 ounces.
4 ounces. Okay. You know, with the other question, too, this is going back to the tomatoes in my yard. I'm always concerned when I spray Trimac for dandelions that I don't want to spray it on a tomato. It'll kill it, right?
Well, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, but how do you... Can you cover them? If the lawn is right up next to the tomatoes there, I don't want to...
You know what I would do?
What?
Spray in the fall, because then when you kill the tomatoes, you can blame it on the frost.
Okay.
if okay to spray now, don't do it when it's windy out, because it could spray and drift onto your tomatoes. What I always do when I spray is I back into the tomatoes, so I'm between the tomatoes and the lawn or the dandelion. So if it does drift, I get it's on me. Or you can hold a cardboard in front of your tomatoes or something like that so it doesn't drift on there.
Okay. Got to squeeze one more question in, and a person wanted to know, what's the benefits of becoming a master gardener, and how do you become a master gardener?
The benefits of becoming a master gardener is kind of an ego thing that you're saying you know something. Okay. Being a master gardener means that you've taking a class, and you used to have to go to classes. Now you can take the classes online through the University of Minnesota. It does cost something. I don't know how much it costs, but what it does, it'll teach you about plants. And I, if you're going to be a master gardener, love plants and know something about plants, okay? Because people are supposed to come to you for advice. You have to take a test online, and then. What you have to do
through the extension office?
Through the extension office or through the University of Minnesota online. If you went to, the University of Minnesota online and then go to Master Gardeners, it'll tell you all about it.
Okay.
And then the reason for doing that and the reason for them to teach you is that you're supposed to put in so many hours in your county to help back for getting educated on that. So it used to be you had to put like up to 60 hours back in volunteer work and stuff like that for being a master gardener.
Okay. Dwayne, we're out of time.
So,
what's happening at Heather Nursery and Floral?
Lots. We're doing a lot of plant porch pots. It's kind of season, Memorial Day isn't far away, so if you have planters or if you have planters, bring them in. I'll help you plant them or give you suggestions on what to put in there. I'm giving a class at Talking Waters in Monty on Sunday. You have to pre-register with Talking Waters, and it's at 1 o'clock on Sunday, 1 to 3. It's fun, and our Dawson Boyd pollinator native plant thing is going on Thursday, Friday, Saturday this week with our shop hop in Dawson. So lots of stuff going on.
All right, and visit the greenhouses on all three sites, Montevideo, Dawson, and Madison, right?
And they look great. It's fun. Come and look at the flowers and fill up a box.
All right, Dwayne, thank you. We'll talk to you next Thursday on The Garden Show.
You bet. Have a great week, everybody.
Dwayne Hasted with Heather Nursery in Floral.